What time is it? Oh, we're good. All right, this is Sunday morning, 8:21:22. The title is Your Place in the Faith Hall of Fame. I am of the opinion that the normal Christian walk is a boxed-in, narrow path and is filled with tribulation. I do believe Scripture bears this out. We're going to look at some scriptures. We already have looked at it, the previous teaching, a little bit. This is Matthew 7, 13 and 14. I'm reading this out of the Amplified. It says, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and spacious and broad is the way that leads away to destruction. And many are those who are entering through it. But the gate is narrow, contracted by pressure, and the way is straitened and compressed that leads away to life. And few are those who find it. You know why, right? Many are just not willing. They'd rather go to the easy, convenient things that are out there than to walk in the Spirit. You can tell that many have chosen the broad path because it has become broad, that it is infringing now upon us. The path, their path has gotten so broad, it's pushing back on us. It is making our path even more pressurized. But this is the way it is for the Christian. We're also called to walk on this path, just like Jesus did. I remember Mark Taylor saying this, if your life is not a living hell, you're probably not doing anything for God. So this is the normal Christian walk, though. Now, the normal Christian walk is, when something goes wrong, well, we call all the prayer lines. If we don't get healed within 48 hours, then we go to the doctor. That's one way they handle it. I'm telling you. It is. It's the truth. Just ask them. Doctors are still back up there on their pedestal thinking, good God, has he got a dress and a devil suit to get you to see? He's the wizard? He's the magician? Now, I know there's people that maybe didn't know. But I'm telling you what, by now, if they don't know, there's something wrong with them. Here to deceive. God has a way, and it's not the way of the world. All right. I remember the prophecy about end times by Charles Capps. It talks about walking a fine line, especially towards the end. Everyone would be merging into the fine point of the triangle. In other words, it's this way, and we're all crowded down here. A very pressurized position. It would be like walking a tightrope. One toe out and you would be in darkness. The pressure has become so great that even the ones that are used to it are crying, even so, come Lord Jesus. The devil's crowd, just face it, they plan to take us out. That's their agenda. No secret about it now. Can you imagine how it was for Noah and how crowded it became for him? Let's take a look at Noah. This is Genesis 6. He was the last man standing. You know, they're calling the unvaccinated now the pure bloods.
Mm-hmm. I had
that. Yeah.
So
well, that's what it was with Noah. He was a pure blood. His line wasn't messed with until one of the sons married somebody who was. Anyway, won't get in that today. All right, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So it became so crowded, he was the last family that had not been polluted. That's why God has to shorten the days, or it will be the same today. Because Satan has one agenda. The same old agenda they've had, and how many times they've done it, how many years is it comprised in all of this, I don't know. But I know the time clock has run out on this time. Because we choose to walk by God's word, God has, by his word, built us an ark of protection. Years ago, I can't even remember when, the Lord, when we were in the house, first time in the house, the Lord said, build yourself an ark. And I didn't know what that meant. And then I come across a book by Gloria Copeland entitled, Build Yourself an Ark with God's Word. It's symbolic of God's Word. It's cramped in there, just like Noah and his bunch, but they were protected and so are we. Like we don't have any place to go anymore. Just think about that ark, even though it was huge, but it's filled with that stinky animals and just look up out of here thinking, there, Lord. I forget, I didn't even read it. It's like 15 months, something like that they were on the ark in total. And I'm going, oh my gosh, can you imagine? Just to open that door and get a breath. So I need to take this thing through a car wash, my God. Yeah, but anyway. Crowded means to press close. Satan tried to crowd Noah out, but he was not successful. He won't crowd us out either. All right, Matthew 24. God's handling a little different this time. We don't see anybody building any arcs around here, I don't think. Except that park that they made that ark. All right, Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. This is how he's going to do it this time. It's not going to be a flood. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Excuse me. Isn't that what's going on right now? Mass arrest? Navy SEALs? They can snatch somebody out and nobody even knows they've been there. Just think about it. I think it's very possible that's what's going on. We tend to think the Bible is some ooh stuff out here, but no, I think the Bible was written to identify with the people of the day that they would go through these things. And they'd say, yeah, I see that. Even with them messing with it. All right, this was Satan's goal. Isaiah 14, I will ascend. I will be like the Most High. I will. Revelation 20, 1-3, the devil got lassoed by an angel with a chain and got thrown in the pit. That's where he's going. And then he's going to the lake of fire. If you want to read that, Isaiah 14, Revelation 20, then the end of that, after the Gog and Magog war, he's thrown in the pit, lake of fire. All right. When he is released, he starts the same thing over again, just like he's done for a year, I don't know how many years. Only God knows. Over and over. He got one chain of thought. Steal, kill, destroy. Steal, kill, destroy. And you can see his MO all over it. Even in this day. Timber. All right, he's going down. Make no mistake about it. But for the present time, things are pressurized. But for those that are experiencing this, it is normal for the Christian. That is why few find the narrow path. Phew. All right. The Lord wants you to stay the course. Ephesians 4. Verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. The word vocation means to share with others. In other words, the whole purpose in you having a job or whatever is to share with others. I mean, you may get accolades for all the years you've been on the workforce, but you were just a slave. And depending on your education, you were just a higher class slave, but you were a slave nonetheless. That's how God sees it, because His kingdom is not like that. You're working for a given, not for a living, right? To share with others, okay? This is your real job, not what you used to do. You were slaves then. Many go to college to be a higher-ranking slave, but a slave nonetheless. We won't go into kingdom ways anymore today, but just realize what your real job is. Share with others. The times are perilous, so Paul admonishes us to walk circumspectly. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. The word circumspectly means most exact, more straightest, and exactly. All right. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. See why the Lord started this with follow the Spirit, quit it in your ways and way you've been trained or how you've always done it, get in the way. Listen to the Spirit. He has a different way. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting ourselves one to another in the fear of God. Walking circumspectly. That's a weird word. Most exact, more straightest, and exactly. I mean, that's not veering. I mean, it's like Charles Capps. It'll be like walking a tightrope. Your toe out, you're in darkness. In other words, no room for error. So many Christians don't even know what this is about. Few find it. For those who do, they will shine as bright stars in this dark world. In the faith, or in the Hall of Fame for whatever sport, etc., it is only the best are featured there. It's the same way in the Bible. Just as there are plaques proclaiming the greatness of these stars naturally, so is there a Hall of Fame for those who were on the right path and finished their course. And we're going to read that. Chapter 11 of Hebrews. It tells about what they overcame, what they did by faith. All right, verse 1. Get a drink here. Now the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Well, he walked by faith, if that's the way you please God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. That's New Jerusalem. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was coming to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, in which the Egyptians, assaying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished, not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of the fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yet moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Of whom the world was not worthy, they wandered in deserts, and in mountains, and in dens, and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So this great crowd of witnesses, 12:1, see, they're, God's watching our walk of faith. And that's what why they are in the Faith Hall of Fame. There's only a few. There's only a few that find that path and find that way. So they're watching our walk of faith right now. And I believe we're going to be in the Faith Hall of Fame just like the rest of the bunch. All right. I was listening to a Trump rally a few weeks ago, and he made this statement. He said, they call themselves the elite. Well, you are the elite. You are the elite of the elite of the elite. See, this is how God sees us. All right, Proverbs 14:11. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. All right.